Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, January 29th, 2026, 1:29:26, last Thursday in the month of January, 12 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here at WGH Talk Radio, 740-383-9944. And heaven knows, there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. We can talk about what's going on at City Hall. It is interesting to me that they voted to bring the new the person in to help them get payroll right on Monday. But again, it was my understanding that Marion Tech had offered to help them for free. Now, I don't know if that ever happened or not, but now they're paying somebody to do it. Not sure why that didn't happen when the problems first came about a month ago. But, you know, everybody's got their own tact, I guess. What do you make of all sort of the gossipy things that are going on? Trying to clear the throat here this morning. A couple of the gossipy things that are going on with what's going on here in Marion, trial-wise. I seem to see him with the Ayers Ratliff case. But, you know, people are attacking people left and right on social media now. Maybe it's because it's January and it's cold and it's snowy. And they're inside. And they've just got nothing else to do. I don't know, but, you know, maybe that's the way it goes. Let's see here. Did anything interesting happen last night at the Aqua hearing at City Hall? Was not there for it, but it'd be interesting to know. And the guests we've had on the last 2 days, Barney Frank, Sam Donaldson, Joe Brown, does anybody have anything to say about the guests we've had on? 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody that Linda Sims will be on this morning when I'm off. 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy will be on from 12:15 until 1 today. So those are the time frames and those are the shows. And we can also continue the conversation about what went on in Minnesota. People seem to have a lot of strong opinion when it comes to the death of Alex Pretty. Certainly those were the conversations that we were having the last couple days here on the station. I don't know. It's a tough situation. Oh, and I do want to thank Dick Schwatterer. He brought a card in yesterday, very nice card, and I appreciate the card that he brought in. He brought that in yesterday while we were doing the taping last night. So again, if you have any opinions on anything, feel free to weigh in, or just any thoughts in general. 740-383-9944. Hey, I did hear the big rumor. We were talking about the Chase Bank, the old Chase Bank location out here on Delaware Avenue. Now, apparently the big rumor as to what is going in there, apparently, is a Starbucks. So that's the latest I've heard, is what is probably going in where the Chase Bank was out here on Delaware Avenue is a Starbucks. Now, I didn't hear that from Starbucks, but that's the rumor that I got from two different people. So I like to pass those along. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
It's a beautiful day. Everything's clean and beautiful and white.
You know what? When I got out of the car this morning, when I got here, the sky was clear. It was sunny. So even though it was cold and there was snow everywhere, the birds were chirping. It was a very nice day.
Well, yes. At least we don't have 2 inches of ice.
No, we don't. And how do you feel about a Starbucks possibly coming to the Chase Bank, former Chase Bank location out here on Delaware Avenue?
It's that Starbucks was going. I thought, well, then who's going in be there by Goodwill? I know Goodwill's supposedly expanded, but the last time I was past there, it looked to me like they'd put the swimming pool out in front.
Well, it's my understanding there's an expansion going on there, but the other day I brought up the Chase Bank location because we were talking about Chipotle, and two people immediately said, no, that's going to be a Starbucks. So, and these were fairly reliable people.
Well, then I heard that not Kennedy Ford. What's the name of that place on Delaware Avenue? Car dealer.
Oh, Matthews.
Matthews. I'd heard that they were. But, you know, God knows we're not going to get it straight. Everybody just has to assume.
You know, I would not be surprised if it was a Starbucks because, you know, they just have that little location inside of Kroger, and you can't go through the drive-thru. So that... I don't think there is any other coffee place out here on this side of town that you could go through with a drive-through.
Well, but you can play video games, and you can smoke, and you can get your cigars.
Oh, that's true.
What
yes,
more
yes.
Do you want?
Well, you can get your sand sodas too. You can get your Italian food.
Well, that's true. There's you know, there's places to eat, but yeah, seems like every place that opened was either cigars, cigarettes, video games, whatever.
You know, those are very popular now.
And all, you think about it, every one of those is just to take these poor people's money. You don't get anything back from it except negative. But anyway, first off, does the state of the city usually give their speech at City Hall?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Because that used to be what would happen, and last year, if I remember what happened, this same thing happened, to where the mayor gives it at the church, and then the following week he gave it at City Hall. So, I'm not really sure why it's done that way, but somebody actually was very, because I brought up that this is going to be at the Nazarene Church, and somebody got very, very angry about that because of the separation of church and state.
Oh.
I don't know. I just listened.
Well, then, let me give you a little hint that I should have given you Monday or Saturday or something, that when it's so cold and your kitchen sink or your bathroom sink's on an outside wall to keep that door open underneath, just at least cracked.
Yes, yes. That's a good tip.
To save possible having a freezing up by, you know, that's a no-brainer, but it might save you a plumber problem.
But, by the way, just to show that it is catching, one of our listeners out there this morning just sent me a message in all capital letters saying, what about separation of church and state? So it's on a lot of people's mind.
I think maybe when we went into City Hall, we just closed the door to the outside world and then just said what they want. But there's a lot of things, just like hiring somebody that we had very, very knowledgeable people here that would do it for free.
Yeah. Do you remember when Marion Tech was brought up that they would come in and do it for free because they use the same payroll system?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where did that go?
It bottomed out, I guess.
Maybe I mean,
they didn't think they knew how.
Well, you know, I just...
Don't you think sometimes people are wearing blinders?
Well, here's what I think. I think there is a group of people, there are a group of people, that are trying to push an agenda in this town. Here's kind of what... I'll give a little peek behind the curtain of how the relationship between media and politicians, which is how the information gets out, goes in this town. If one party is in control of a lot of the offices, which they are in Marion right now, and doesn't seem to have any fear of losing those positions, they, if you do a negative story or what they perceive to be a negative story on them, or if you do anything that's critical, they do not like that. So then they go to another media source that is friendly to them, and they get out their information, and that friendly media source really does not press them on the issues that we're talking about this morning. So that's how it works.
That's so. But, yeah, I'm a little confused, and see, all we'd have to do is have the mayor come on and say, oh, yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And then we wouldn't have to tell stories and lie to each other and so on, because that's what they said. That's what the mayor said. And if the mayor said it, it was right. Well, now if the mayor said it, we're not sure if it's right.
Well, and I think that's, you know, what you're really referring to is a big issue right now. Because it doesn't really matter if you liked or voted for Schertzer or Kellogg, who were the last two mayors. Most people, when they spoke, could usually believe what they were saying.
Right.
And if they said something that was untrue, it was not often. The problem that's been going on here is I'm not sure what's going on. I can't believe that this council and Bill Collins, the mayor, are intentionally trying to mislead people, but they're certainly, they have got a media problem because they don't seem to coordinate what they're doing very well, and that's why it comes out the way it does.
Well, you know, it's back to what I called first, was I always thought the state of the city message was gave in City Hall.
Right. Well, and we're getting.
Why would we have to change that after a million and a half years?
Well, and well, this is another listener out there this morning is saying it makes you wonder who the person is and what their relationship is to the clique. We have over 100 churches. Why that one? Well, I think we know that the mayor attends that church.
Well, but that that doesn't matter. What is you know, what is right is right. And there's some things you, when you go into office, you could change to make it better. But why do you think that nothing was right till you got there?
I'm just confused. I mean, were there people lining up to hear the state of the city? I mean, I
doubt if they would have overfilled the courtroom there, City Hall. Besides that, they wouldn't have been able to hear what he had to say. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe Nazarene has a better public address system.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why do it there. I don't understand. I mean, I don't know that there's any significant reason for it.
I bet you, Scott, because they got a better public address system, because we know that City Hall doesn't.
Well, that's true, but all the years that it was done at City Hall with not a great public address system, I don't remember anybody complaining. Now, I don't know. Are they expecting big crowds for the state of the city?
Well, what? No. How many people do you think has always showed up for that? Probably the council.
Yeah, the council.
Maybe, yeah.
People who normally show up.
Yeah, you know, it's just a mystery. It's just a mystery. And like I say, you know, why do you think all the old ways were not right, and all of a sudden you have to come in, and then you tick everybody off? I don't know. And, of course, I've always said, you know, you can be a Democrat, you can be a Republican, but once you're in the office, you're an American.
Well, and I think part of the problem here is there seems to be this idea that, and I think the mayor has said it, Bill Collins has said this, that one of the reasons he wanted to run for mayor was because he looked around and he felt that Marion was like Groundhog Day the movie, nothing was changing. It was the same old thing every day, every day, every day, every day. So, well, there you go. So I think his idea has been to come in and change things, but...
That's true, but if he looked in the mirror in the bathroom when he was shaving, he'd say, well, maybe what they done before was okay.
Well, there was probably a reason as to why they did what they did. Now,
I'm sure there was a reason.
Right. Now I'm not to say, you know what was interesting about Mayor Schertzer is every time there was a League of Women Voters event, somebody would always say, are you going to fill out your term as mayor? Because people always knew that he had ambition to run for state office. And he did run for state office twice. He ran for treasurer the last four-year cycle go-around. And he ran for, he was the lieutenant governor candidate for Connie Pillich a few years ago in the primary. That didn't go very well, but he did that. So, Mayor Schertzer always did have a greater ambition, politically, than being mayor of Marion. But don't you think if Mayor Schertzer thought with that political ambition that he could have done some of the things that would have made Marion look good, that he would not have done it? I mean, it certainly would have helped his campaign statewide.
Well, apparently everybody liked her. He wouldn't have got four terms.
Well, that's it. I guess Jack Kellogg the same. You know, he got four terms.
I wonder what Jack Kellogg thinks of all this.
Well, I have not talked to him in a while, but I saw him at the fruitcake toss. We did not get a chance to talk much about the political situation, but, you know, I think he's got to wonder after a while what in the world's going on.
Well, and here we're not having the groundhog thing. Isn't that sad?
Did we cancel the groundhog? I didn't know we did.
Well, have you? Groundhog's next week.
Well, we're having our groundhog thing. I don't know if...
I haven't heard you talking about it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Now, I'm glad you brought this up because this is a good PR event here. Normally, we do it on Groundhog Day, and we do it during our normal broadcast hours. It's one of those rare events that's during the normal day. We'll have the person in the groundhog costume. We'll go on the air that morning, Monday, which it's a Monday this year. We go on the air Monday from 8:15 to 10 that morning. The groundhog will be here at 8:45 like it always has been. Person in a costume. The pizza will be here with Bob Welsh. Half the slices will say early spring. Half the slices will say 6 more weeks of winter. I believe Mary Ellen will be here. He will be here to sign the prediction into fact, and we will unmask the groundhog. That will all happen. The reason we have not promoted it to the great extent that we had before, last year it was on a Sunday, so we don't broadcast on Sunday morning. So we had, you know, people who don't normally turn us on Sunday, which is probably a lot of people, needed to know that we would be live doing that on Sunday morning. This year, if you tune in Monday morning to the regular broadcast, you'll hear that's what we'll be doing Monday morning. And also this year, we have normally done it outside. For the sake of our groundhog, we're really not dependent on the sunshine. And to be honest with you, I believe Buckeye Chuck is done inside now as well. I believe it's done over at the fairgrounds. So I don't know that any of this stuff is logical anymore, to be honest with you. But if it's super cold, which it's supposed to be, we will probably do it inside because picking a piece of pizza is not really dependent on the light. And also, our weather prediction is more about who's under the groundhog suit. So it'll happen Monday. It's just not outside of the regular broadcast day, so we haven't done a whole lot of PR about it.
Oh, well, I was just so sad because I thought, well, maybe Scott's even changing.
Oh, no. We'll have... Who do you think's going to be under that? I mean, we've had Miss Ohio. We've had Mary Ellen Withrow last year. Who do you think's going to be under the suit this year?
I would say the mayor.
Oh, the mayor. Well, you never know.
That'd be nice.
Hope springs eternal.
You never know.
You never know.
Hey, Scott, I'm not going to aggravate you anymore, but just make sure you open up underneath your doors and so that your pipes don't freeze.
That's right. And don't go outside and shovel if it's not necessary.
Well, I don't do that anyway.
No, I was
the guy that normally does it, I told him, I says, don't come now because I'm not sure about his health. And I says, I need you a lot worse next summer mowing yard than I do you cleaning out my driveway.
That's right. That's right. That's the way to look at it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good
bye-bye.
One.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But yes, we will have our Groundhog Celebration on Monday. And we'll do it as we've done it every year. We have somebody dress up in a groundhog costume. That will start the morning. At 8:45, we will have that person in the groundhog costume pick a piece of pizza. Under half of the slices, it will say early spring. Under half of the slices, it will say 6 more weeks of winter. The groundhog will pick the slice, will have the prediction, and then we will take the head off the groundhog and reveal who the groundhog is. Now, won't that be exciting? Now, this year, though, it's the first year we've really dipped into very bad temperatures. So, we'll see if we do it outside or not. We'll see what the temperature's looking like Sunday as we head into Monday. So that's the way that goes. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I guess the other part of that conversation was, any problem with the mayor giving the state of the city at the Nazarene Church? Which I guess was the other bit there. Okay. 740-383-9944. Okay, what else is on the agenda here? Well, that seems to be where we're headed as we head into February. What do you think these groundhogs are going to predict? Now, I will say, it's my understanding that our groundhog, I believe this is the fourth year we'll be doing it, our groundhog has had a 100% prediction rate. It has been right 100% of the time. So I feel very good about our groundhog's prediction on Monday morning. And I also feel good about who our groundhog is. So I feel it's all going to be very exciting. It's somebody you'll know. You know, it. 2 years ago, it was Miss Ohio. Last year, it was Mary Ellen Withrow. Who's it going to be this year? Who's going to be in the groundhog costume? Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. All right. Well, how about maybe a Starbucks coming to this side of town? That's the scuttlebutt that I heard of what's going to go at the old Chase Bank location. Has anybody heard anything else? Starbucks is what I heard the other day from some people who seem to be in the know. But you know, even people in the know these days, I'm not even sure that they're in the know. It's hard to tell. Let's go to the phone calls here and see what we got. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just wanted to take a guess on who the ground
is. Oh, go right ahead.
My guess is Jason Schauber.
Oh, Jason Schauber. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That's my guess.
I will put it down. Hey, you staying warm out there?
Yeah, I'm trying to, Scott.
Hey, glad to have you out there. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, I listen every day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, see ya.
All right. Well, we do have a guess down that the groundhog will be Jason Schauber. How about that? Well, could be. Let's see. And we also, our first guess this morning was that the groundhog will be the mayor. Now, does anybody else have a guess as to who the groundhog will be? 740-383-9944. And this will go down, remember, Monday morning. Groundhog Day is back during the week again. Thank goodness we don't have to come in on the weekend again to do this groundhog thing. It'll be Monday morning, 8:15 a.m. We'll start the broadcast, 8:45. The groundhog will arrive and pick the piece of pizza that will reveal the weather prediction. And we'll give you a prize if you pick the groundhog, if anybody picks who it is. Does anybody else have a guess as to who the groundhog might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who might the groundhog be on Monday morning at 8:45? Here at the studio. I'm sure Matt and I will talk a lot more about this tomorrow morning from 8:15 to 1 in the afternoon, and then we've got the Friday night show tomorrow night, 8:15 to 10. It's a big thing. Well, I'll tell you what, we just got a guess online, but I'm not going to say that online over the air here. But that's also an interesting guess as to who the groundhog might be. Well, so far we've got Jason Schaber and the mayor. You never know. All I can say is you will surely know who the groundhog is. But it's a hard list, to be honest with you. You know, Miss Ohio 2 years ago, Mary Ellen last year. Who are we going to end up with this year? That's the question. 740-383-9944 if you got a guess as to who the groundhog might be. Do you like the idea that there possibly might be a Starbucks coming to this side of town? Apparently that you'd be able to drive through the drive-through. I don't know how well Starbucks is doing. Ever since 7 Brew opened up, it seems to me that they don't have the business that they once had. Something seems to be going on there on Route 95. There's a whole different thing going on. I think 7 Brew really put a dent in what Starbucks does. So maybe that's why they need to open up another location. Also, I don't know how well the Kroger Starbucks does on this side of town. Do a lot of people get out of their car and go into Kroger and get a Starbucks? I mean, if you're shopping, you probably do. But do they get a lot of people just going in there who just want the Starbucks? I would think that'd be much more of a drive-through business. It certainly is on Route 95. But you never know. Again, phone lines are open here, 39 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So yes, the Groundhog Celebration will be going on Monday morning. Now, we can go back and talk about the state of the city. Does anybody else have a problem with it being at the Nazarene Church? I was surprised yesterday when that was brought up in the group of people I was with and how unhappy people seemed to be that the state of the city was taking place at the Nazarene Church. I was kind of shocked by that in a way. I didn't expect there to be a backlash to that, but I guess there is some. I don't know how big the backlash actually is. I guess we'll find out as time. I think it happened last year, didn't it? I don't think this is the first year that this has happened, but I could be wrong. It seems like it happened before. Any more thoughts on the city paying somebody to come in and help them with payroll? When I believe they did say that they could be helped by Marion Tech. And it would be free. So I'm not sure what happened there, but I guess it's going to somebody else now. Somebody from the Cincinnati area was my understanding, who has some understanding of ADP. We've had Sam Donaldson, Barney Frank, Joe Brown all on the program in the last 2 days. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or the situation in Minnesota. You know, the more you look at that situation in Minnesota, you gotta say Did you ever think you would see something like this, no matter how you feel about it, did you ever think you would see something like this in the United States of America? It's just the most bizarre thing to watch unfold. And at some point, we have got to stop worrying about what political party we're in, and we've got to worry more about what is going on. I don't understand this incredible loyalty to political parties or certain politicians. It's not like you're their friend. I could see if you were old buddies or something. I don't understand it. It's very, very different. The Ratliff trial continues. Does anybody have any thoughts on where that's going to go? I don't know what to say in regard to that, much more than it's going to be very, very difficult. Oh, I just saw the most interesting meme here in regard to Groundhog Day. You know, I'll tell you, it's always funny to see somebody in the groundhog suit. So we've got two guesses so far. The mayor and Jason Schaber. Possibly the groundhog 2026. I'm interested. I'm interested to know who it's going to be. Well, I know who it's going to be, but nobody else does. So I'm interested to see what the reaction will be on Monday morning. It's nice to know that we don't hear much from PETA anymore. Remember when PETA got all bent out of shape about the groundhog, the live groundhog celebration that we have here in Marion? Holy mackerel. People just, they did not like that. They didn't like it on both sides. They didn't like the fact that PETA was getting involved, and they didn't like the fact that a groundhog was being used that was not properly treated. That was an ugly year. The PETA year. What was that? 2 or 3 years ago now? You know, even with the groundhog, there's a little bit of drama involved, isn't there? Even with the... How many times do you think the movie Groundhog Day is going to play this weekend? People love that movie. Okay, well, again, phone lines are open here, 44 minutes past the hour. Any thoughts on anything we've been talking about here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. That's why we're here. We want to talk about things going on locally. We want to get your opinions on things going on nationally. And certainly, your opinions on the groundhog. Well, other than that, there's really nothing. It's just been cold this week. I think people are sort of run down. It's been cold. It's been snowy. I think we went off the level one snow emergency yesterday. That took a while, but we finally got off the level one. I think people are happy about that, so we take our happiness where we can get it. Do want to remind everybody that Voice of a People with Linda Sims follows this program today. 10:15 until 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1. Don't miss that for love nor money. Why do you think local politics has become the way it's become? You know, I never really thought that I would see the day that local politics would become as polarized as national politics, state politics. How about that governor's race, though? I'll tell you, this is going to be, I think, one of the most interesting years for a gubernatorial race. I mean, you've got Amy Acton, Vivek Ramaswamy. Neither one of them really have any government experience. They both are non-traditional candidates. Either way you go, you're going to get somebody who has never, the first non-white governor or the first elected female governor in Ohio history. So it's going to be a first either way. I just am fascinated by this gubernatorial race. And I'm fascinated to see how it goes. I don't know if there are going to be debates. I guess we'll find out. How will each of these people fare in debates? I was having a conversation with Matt last night. Do people care? Do you think people will still vote against a woman? Do you think people will still vote against somebody who is non-white? I don't know. I think it's a very interesting question as we go on down the road. I think that's one of those fascinating questions that we're going to have to answer as time goes along. But remember, the phone lines are open. Do you have any thoughts on it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We enjoy hearing from you and have enjoyed hearing from you this morning on all the topics that are going on locally and beyond. And heaven knows there's always a lot of stuff to talk about in regard to the world. The world is an ever-changing situation. There's always things going on in the world. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And don't forget that Linda Sims will follow this program today, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we've got Adam, the computer guy, today, 12:15 until 1. All right. So 12 minutes left in the program. If there's something you've been thinking of saying this morning, feel free to weigh on in, 740-383-9944. You know, we heard some praise earlier on for the Joe Brown interview, but we also, I got a phone call when we were off the air yesterday, somebody who did not like hearing Joe Brown on the air. Now, I don't know if that person's out there right now and would like to speak on that, but if the person's out there who called in yesterday, who did not like hearing from Judge Joe Brown, feel free to give us a call and tell us why. 740-383-9944. You know, it goes both ways. You try to present both opinions, Barney Frank, Sam Donaldson, Joe Brown, and I guess sometimes, isn't it interesting how people can hear the exact same interview and take completely different things away from that interview? That's always interesting to me. I guess that's the point. You take away what you want to take away from it, but It always is interesting to me how diverse it can be overall. It'll be good to see Bob Welsh on Monday with his groundhog pizza. I'm not sure if Bob's out there listening this morning. Does he have his groundhog pizza ready to go, I wonder? 6 more weeks of winter? Early spring? Jason Schauber and the mayor are our two guesses so far. I wonder if Bob is ready to go for Monday morning. 8:45, we get our weather prediction, and then we pull the head off the groundhog and find out who's under the costume. And it is somebody you will know. I think this is the most important point to make. It is somebody you will know. Now, could it be the mayor? Well, could be. Could it be Jason Schauber? Could be. Could it be the guest that we got online? Could be. I don't know. We'll all find out on Monday morning. You know, in the years we've been doing this, nobody has ever guessed who the groundhog is. Nobody has ever called ahead before the groundhog and ever guessed who it is. Now, that has always been interesting to me. I guess it's a good enough secret to where people don't guess who it is. Will you guess it this year? Will somebody guess who it's going to be? I don't know. All right, well, 9 minutes left in the program, less than 9 minutes. If you want to call in and put your guess in for the groundhog, feel free to do that. Or if there's something locally you'd like to talk about, feel free to do that. 740-383-9944. You know, Chad Clark was in last night, and he brought some of his CDs along. You know, Chad is really a very good performer, and one of the people who was here last night remarked about how much better he's doing now than the first time they saw him. Now, I think that's interesting as well, because I certainly think he has grown as he's gone along the line as well. Great songs. I love the Deep Hollow Road song. But I'm trying to remember the song he did last night. Gosh, he did more than two songs, but there was another, maybe it was Tell Me Why. Was that it? In any event, it was a very, very, very good song. And we certainly appreciate him for coming on and performing those last night. You know, all songs are written by Chad, and that tells you how involved somebody is in the creative process. Which, let's see here. Oh, we got another guess out here that Pastor Whitaker might be the groundhog. So let me put that one down. Pastor Whitaker possibly being the groundhog. Well, wouldn't that be interesting if Pastor Whitaker was the groundhog? I don't know. Well, I do know, but I don't know. For the purposes of this program, I don't know what will happen on Monday. Well, to be honest with you, I'll get more into this once we do the groundhog on Monday morning. But it's been an interesting year for the old groundhog, as far as to who will be under the costume. I'll talk about that more as time goes along. But it's been an interesting thing. And Monday morning, we shall all find out who the groundhog is. All right, so again, about 5 minutes left in the program. If you've been thinking of saying something, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. WGH Talk Radio here this morning. And again, I want to thank the guest we have had on this week. I don't know of any other show that would have the array of guests that we have had this week. Barney Frank, Sam Donaldson, Judge Joe Brown, all giving very different viewpoints on what went on in Minnesota last weekend that caused all the hubbub with Alex Pretty. So I'm glad we're able to present opposing viewpoints, because I think that's the point. I'm not sure who Linda has on her show today, but we'll all look forward to that as well. Linda does some very good shows, and I hope you stay tuned to the programs that she does, because they are certainly worth listening to. I believe Glenn Coble was on her program last week, and anytime you get Glenn in here, you're always going to get a very strong opinion. And that's always a lot of fun, because I think we want people with strong opinions. Glenn doesn't hold back. I'll tell you that. I think he's gotten to the place in his life where he certainly doesn't hold back on what's going on. I'm trying to think. Glenn ran for the 86th district at one point. He ran for mayor. And I think he ran for trustee at one point. I can't remember exactly what the trustee race was, but he did run for trustee. I Glenn is just very politically involved. And you know, when I first met Glenn many years ago, when he was still with the credit union, I had no idea that Glenn was that politically involved in things. You know, back then, he would do his call-in once a week, and we would talk about things going on at the credit union, but I really didn't meet with Glenn all that often and had no idea, really, what was going on with him. I did not know he was so heavily involved in politics. So it's interesting to find this stuff out as we go on down the road. But we certainly have found out that Glenn has no aversion to politics. Do you like hearing somebody come on and just give their opinion? I certainly am not going to do that. Now, Matt gives it a little more than I do. But do you like hearing somebody come on and give their opinion? About 3 minutes left in the program. We certainly enjoy the callers who give their opinion. I think people like listening to that at home as well. 740-383-9944. Again, the phone lines are open here today. Well, we've hit kind of a slow spell here today, but that's okay. It's given me a chance to talk about some of the things that I wanted to talk about. And heaven knows it's given us a chance to promote the Groundhog on Monday morning, which we're looking forward to, which it's still funny to me that in past years, the unmasking of our groundhog has got Associated Press attention from the National Associated Press. I think that's so great, and it's also so funny because it started out as just a little goofy thing to do on Groundhog Day, because people like to talk about Groundhog Day. People like to be involved. So it was a little goofy thing, and now people every year do want to know who the groundhog's going to be. Now, we'll take guesses tomorrow as well. So think hard tonight on who the groundhog might be, and maybe this year, for the first time, somebody will get the groundhog right. So far this year, the guesses are Jason Schaber, the mayor, and Pastor Whitaker. Will it be one of them? Maybe. Could it be somebody else? Maybe. Will somebody come upon the person it is this year? Maybe. It would be the first time that it happened. But our first groundhog was actually James Anderson. James Anderson was the first groundhog. Miss Ohio was the second groundhog. And then last year it was Mary Ellen. So that's been the rundown. Now, I do want to remind everybody again, Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon today. And then we've got Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1. So glad to have you with us each and every day out there. Whether you comment on the internet or you call into the show, we're glad to have you out there. And I enjoy that you listen to the program and hopefully understand and enjoy the diverse opinions. Matt and I will be back tomorrow morning. Who knows who else will be joining us, who will be popping in. Friday's the long day here at the station, but we enjoy being with you. For this particular day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous.